gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
How many people die of the flu every year? How many? What did you say? 83 will, brilliant, trillion, quintillion? No, what, 18? 18 people? Come on, really? That's right. Only 18 people died of the flu. Not 36,000. How many years, my friends, how many years on the Robert Scott Bell Show have I been talking about that reality? That the deaths, mortality statistics for influenza every year coming out of the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, otherwise they'd like you to think of them as the Centers for Disease Prevention and, what do they call it? I don't even know what the P word is anymore. I guess Centers for Disease Prevention and who knows? It's promotion. Come on. It's a propaganda. It's a government propaganda arm of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And every year they're claiming that tens of thousands, scores of untold millions and trillions of people are going to die of the flu or do die of the flu. And so this is why you've got to rush into your local Walgreens, Walmart, Squalmart, whatever it is you go to, get your flu shot. Free photo processing. If you buy anything, we'll give you a discount on the flu shot. If you buy the flu shot, we'll give you a discount on everything in the store. What is the push? What is the reason? Why must they lie about flu mortality? Because you know you would never stop to get a flu shot if you weren't either frightened into it or if you were already an automaton robot that does whatever your doctor tells you to do. I recognize that you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show each week here on GCN and five additional days of the week on Natural News Radio. You're not one of those automatons anymore. You've woken up. You've stepped out of the pharmaceutical matrix and you go, hey, I listen to RSB. He said, hey, the claims that the CDC has about flu death stats are bogus. And I've been saying it for years. A great article just put up on the blog at robertscottbell.com. You read it, the bombshell. 18 people died of flu, not 36,000. 18. 1/8 statistically insignificant in terms of a frightful disease. The influenza, not as big and bad as you've all been promoted or, let's say, propagandized to believe. And if we go back to the swine flu or whatever flu they're going to call it, the Spanish flu event of 1918-1919, you find out there were always mitigating terrain environmental circumstances. Post-World War I, chemical munitions, food rationing, improper sanitation, wherever you are, sewage issues, nutritional issues, all resulting in a devastating outburst, if we will, of a so-called communicable disease that they claim was influenza. How did they find it was influenza? Well, I don't know. Decades later, they dug up a body in Alaska or somewhere in the frozen tundra of Canada, dug him up and started doing PCR on the guy and said, hey, look what we found. This guy probably died of the 1918 Spanish flu. And we find fragment of DNA here. And it looks like this. Oh, my gosh. This is it. And it could come back. And each year, they've promoted this agenda going back before the Hong Kong flu and the swine flu, of course, debacle of 1976, Gerald Ford, which killed more people than the flu did. And every year, I mean, I tell you, go into your local corner drugstore and you'll see, get your flu shot here. I was in one the other day getting a photo done, and I tell you what, I talked to the lady at the front desk, I said, because they have it right at the checkout, it's like splashed onto the counter there, so you look down, get your flu shot here, you'll get a discount on everything you buy. And I said to the lady, don't get the flu shot, not a good idea. And she looked at me and she said, I don't know. I would never get that. I was like, you're in there promoting it and you're admitting to me that you'd never get it. So the people in there often know better. But then again, the argument is that, well, I gotta have a job. I need a job. So I have to just play along with the game. Just like the TSA agents at the airport tell you, well, I want my job. I gotta have a job here. So I'm gonna frisk you. I'm gonna feel you up. Even though if I did this outside of the airport, I'd be arrested for molestation. I'm just following orders. That didn't work in Nuremberg, did it, for the Nazis? Now suddenly, it's all the rage. The TSA, just following orders. Yeah, you have to go through this radiation scanner, and now you go to the airports, you buy a drink beyond security because you can't bring them through, and they're coming around with little things that they're dropping in your drink to test it for explosives. Did anyone stop to think, what is on that TSA little tab? I mean, is it more than just a pH strip? What is it? And the very act of not wanting them to do it, even though it's ludicrous, even though what you have is just what you bought behind the security lines, evidence now that they'll basically say, you can't fly because we don't like your attitude. We don't like it that you won't cooperate with us. You won't cooperate with us and allow us to stick something, some foreign object, in your drink so that we can be sure it won't blow up. The nation of wimps and wussies and sissies is now the United States population. And they've been programming you. They've been conditioning you. You don't say anything in line. Don't look at anybody. Don't make jokes. A joke will be taken seriously. You'll become a terrorist jokester in line. And what is it now that we find out that the CDC is lying about the annual flu mortality statistics? 18 people? 18 people? More people die of a hangnail that turns into an infection than 18 people dying of flu. But it's necessary to convince you that it's more like 36,000 or 36 million. And of course, they combine those stats with pneumonia. And that was the way they did this, because yes, people do die of pneumonia, but people who are weakened, who are deficient, who are toxic, who are old and weak, you know, all of those things, the law of the terrain is in charge here, not the germ theory. They don't even know what viruses are, quite honestly. The debris that's spewing from cells and replicating for survival's sake. And I hesitate, I can't really go into that, it'd blow your mind. It would blow your mind to realize how much, how badly we've been lied to about all of these things by ignorant and arrogant death doctors. CDC flu shot statistics. I've got them linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. I hope you will check it out. Hopefully a little later in the show, we'll have Christopher Barr fresh off of the latest Cancer Control Society annual convention. It might be their 40th year. I'm not sure. 41st, something like that. Where Nicholas Gonzalez was speaking, Dr. Nick, good friend, and he got a special award there. We had him on the weekday show through Natural News Radio. All of the archives are available for you, free download through GCN, through Natural News Radio, and all the links are directly put up in the notes at robertscottbell.com. If you'd like to be part of the show today, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. And when I talk about the law of the terrain, I talk about toxicology. I talk about toxins. Why? Because those are the things that directly destroy our immune system, directly inflame our epithelial gastrointestinal lining to allow other toxic poisons and even bacteria, fungal, and viral species to jump right through that so-called barrier that no longer exists because of what? Leaky gut, irritable bowel syndrome, diverticulitis, colitis, Crohn's disease, you name it, enterocolitis. All of these things caused by what? Vaccines. Antibiotics. The very vaccine that they want to give you to grandma and grandpa and your little kid and your pregnant wife, too. And your little dog, too. Toto, right? Everybody should get one. No. Absolutely a lie. You've been lied to. Obama is lying to you. Romney is lying to you. They both endorse and adore the third leading cause of death. Depending on whether you believe it's 106,000 or 784,000 or anything in between, Americans every year dying to modern, FDA-approved pharmaceutical pseudoscientific medicine. Then we got the government being lobbied by what? Those that own government. No, not you and me. It's not a government by the people, for the people, of the people anymore. No. Not a long time ago since it's been that. We are owned by Monsanto, and they're like Syngenta. You think I'm kidding? Seven new toxic, genetically modified crops are now up for government approval. And guess what the deadline is, my friends? Guess. You just guess. What is the deadline for this government approval? Yes, that's right. 9-11. 9-11-11. The deadline for a new round of herbicide-resistant, genetically modified crops that are coincidentally on the table for that day for fast-tracked approval. Is it because of 9-11? We've got to get GMO crops out there. It's 9-11. It's urgent. If we don't do it, there could be another 9-11. I'll tell you. You know what the 9-11 really is? The 9-11 that goes unreported every day? Every day, 365 days of the year, there is a 9-11 occurring? And it's the ongoing chemical assault on the people of planet Earth by the real terrorists. Do you know who the real terrorists are? Do you? Do you think you know? Who are the real terrorists on planet Earth? And has our government gone after them? Or does our government approve them for ingestion? That is the question here as we open up today's Robert Scott Bell Show, kicking it off in high style. Are you ready? You ready to rock it with me? 800-259-5791. In the next segment, I will reveal the true terrorists that are terrorizing you and your children 365 days of the year, the 9-11 that happens every day. Who's responsible? Back with that on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic waste were washed away. But when waste were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Seven new genetically modified crops up for government approval. Guess what? Fast tracked on what date? 9/11/2011. Could this be coincidence? Or is this who, or is this what, or is this the time to reveal once and for all who the real terrorists are 365 days of the year? Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Glad you're with me. Check it all out. All the links are online at robertscottbell.com, including today's show notes. And I'm going to tell you, there are a few. It's not just one. My son immediately asked me on the break, Daddy, who are the real terrorists? Of course, the first word out of my mouth and out of your mouth should be Monsanto. You think I'm kidding? Well, we're going to go first to Dow and BASF because and Bayer. Bayer aspirin, come on! No, glyphosate, the herbicide-tolerant soybeans. Glyphosate-tolerant soybeans are one of the fast-tracked items up for fast-tracking on 9/11/2011, 2 days from now. Bayer's petition to force its new controversial herbicide, tolerant soy, on the market conceals crucial information on potential allergenicity and toxicity that came to light when EU experts examined the GMO soybean. BASF, you remember BASF? They made cassette tapes back in the day. They're one of the German Nazi IG Farben splits. Dow AgroSciences also petitioning on this one. Number two on the list. Again, linked up at robertscottbell.com. You want to know what's killing you? It ain't the flu. It's this stuff. Again, glyphosate, herbicide-tolerant canola. You got Monsanto's petition and Pioneer's petition. Got them up there. You can link. You can see it with your own eyes. Number three on the list, glyphosate-tolerant corn. Genectiv's petition. Then we also have hybrid corn, more hybrid corn. You realize if you're not eating organic corn, it is 100% genetically modified at this point, every bit of it. The BT toxin, your kids could be producing pesticides in their gut. Their microflora could be producing pesticides because you didn't care enough or didn't know enough. Here's Robert Scott. Oh, you're being so mean. Why are you being so mean, Robert? I'm not being so mean. Your government's not telling you about the dangers. In fact, they're getting on you because you want to eat organic food. Right? The New York Times guy writes, Roger Cohen writes an article and says you're a bunch of cultists. Bunch of psychiatric disordered cultists for wanting organic non-GMO food. That's your government endorsing that. The government, media, medical, pharmaceutical, industrial complex. Playing it out through what? The New York Times. Hybrid corn. You can see Monsanto's petition. Four of the nine are genetically engineered with a soil bacteria that keeps them alive even when they're sprayed with massive doses of the herbicide Monsanto's Roundup. More of these so-called Roundup-ready crops. Means what? Means more Roundup sprayed on our food. Why is this horrible? Because Roundup causes birth defects. Yeah. Should be called birth defect ready. Your government, 9/11/11. Rush to approve this stuff. Happy? Anybody? Bueller? Give me a call, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. If you ask nicely, I might even tell you how to detoxify from this stuff. According to a report published by Earth Open Source Industries' own studies, including one commissioned by Monsanto, showed as long ago as the 1980s that Roundup's active ingredient, glyphosate, caused birth defects in laboratory animals. Lovely. You feeling good about that? Have you gone organic yet? Are you growing your own food yet? Are you? High-yield soybeans. Again, Monsanto's got a petition on that. Oh, this is great. This is beautiful. Everybody knows that when you cut an apple or bite into an apple, if you let it sit out a little bit, it will brown, right? Oxidation. That just tells you it's been sitting out. Cut it away if you don't want to eat it. But no, that's not good enough for Okanagan, whoever they are. Their specialty fruits petition. You know what they're asking for? They've got a new Arctic apple. An Arctic apple. Are you ready to eat an Arctic apple? It would be the first genetically engineered version of a food that people directly bite into. And according to the latest study by the Environmental Working Group, conventionally grown apples are the most pesticide-contaminated fruit or vegetable
on the market. Conventional apples, my humble opinion, are dangerous. And GMO apples are just a dumb aspirin idea, one not even supported by the many in the apple industry. But it doesn't matter. These GMO companies running roughshod over your freedom to even know that the food has been genetically modified. They don't want it labeled. How proud are you, Monsanto, of your genetically modified ingredients?
We're so proud that we don't want anybody to know that it's in anything.
What does that tell you? What does that tell you? Are any of your friends or relatives still asleep on this issue? Wake their aspirins up, please. Please. Number 7 on this list, up for fast-tracking, the real terrorist now, a 9/11 every day of the year with GMO pesticide-laden foods, rootworm-resistant corn. That's because the GMO corn's weaker, not stronger. It requires more toxic poisons just to keep the bugs away from eating it up. Syngenta's petition. I've covered Syngenta. They're out of southern Oregon. A lot of protests against them. Syngenta's genetically engineered BT crops have been banned in many countries because of the documented harm they cause to people, animals, and insects. BT corn produces its own insecticide that kills bad bugs and good bugs alike. BT corn pollen has reportedly killed peasants in the Philippines. BT livestock feed harms animals, and the BT toxin is now found in the blood of over 80% of women and their unborn children. Not to mention what I've already mentioned, that these kids are now producing pesticides in their gut flora. Who are the real terrorists? Tell me, please. Somebody call me. Tell me where I'm wrong here. Who are the real terrorists? The government itself endorsing, embracing, promoting, and targeting and going after those of you who would sell products that could actually detoxify you and undo the damage from the government-sanctioned genetically modified abominations. As I've called them, GMAs instead of GMOs. Genetically modified abominations. This is what we're dealing with. And Monsanto, do they own Obama and Romney both? You bet they do. Just as the financial industry, Goldman Sachs, owns both candidates. What have we learned, boys and girls? That you don't get to vote for president, so why bother? Why bother? Right? What if they threw an election and nobody showed up? Wouldn't that be cool? At least then you know the jig is up. We don't fall for it anymore. You want me to fall for it? What? Vote for Goldman Sachs boy number one or number two? Thing one, thing two. No, not going to do it. If you're going to vote, and if you're going to write in Ron Paul, make sure the state will actually count it. If not, don't. If the state will count or write in for Ron Paul, by all means. You want to vote third party? You want to vote Gary Johnson? You want to vote for any other party? Make sure they're on the ballot so it'll actually count. If you're going to participate, if you think that's a protest vote, make it count. Like we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hey, guess what? It's time for pink washing. Again? Already? That's right, ladies. Are you bringing out the pink ribbons and the pink t-shirts? Do you know that you're promoting big pharmaceutical agendas and cancer-inducing mammograms? We'll be talking about pink washing on the other side of this break, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
Is it pink washing time already? Already? I thought we just left that last year. What does it come? September, October, National Pink Washing Day, month, year, infinity. Are you one of those pink washing zombies? Is that one of you? Is that you? Pink washing zombies? What's a pink washing zombie? You inadvertently increase the very thing that you claim to want to prevent and cure. That is what a pink washing zombie is or does. That time, the pharmaceutical cancer construct industry taken over the goody concept, the good time concept of let's all get together. If we've suffered from breast cancer, if we know somebody, if you've got a sister, a mother, a brother, or whatever, we'll all get together, hold hands with pink ribbons, tie them up and sing, cancer and mammograms. We need more of them. What? What? What are you talking about? Well, there's a story here about radiation may up breast cancer risk in some women. Oh, in some women? Oh, you mean in other women? Oh, give me more radiation. My breasts don't get enough radiation. What the heck is that? The story is covered by Associated Propaganda out of London. Mammograms aimed at finding breast cancer might actually raise the chances of developing it in young women whose genes, notice this, whose genes put them at risk, higher risk for the disease. That's a study by leading European cancer agencies whose genes might put them at risk. Now, what causes genetic expression? Could it be that exposure to ionizing radiation could cause different genes to express in response to an environment loaded with radiation? Huh? Could it be? That is what we're talking about here. And I kind of joked about, half jokingly, about what if they threw a presidential election in the United States and no one showed up, how great that would be? Well, what if they threw a pink washing event and nobody showed up? How great would that be? Now, I saw this on the news. I don't think it was yesterday or this morning before I got on the air. They were already beginning to promote, like, walks and runs and different events and coming on. And there was this one that I saw outside of the Orlando area, which can gather thousands of people together for all kinds of reasons. And there were dozens. Dozens. Could it be that the message of pharmaceutical brain, pink brainwashing is getting through to the people? Could it be that this year there will be lower participation in the pink washing scam than ever before? Could it be that even Whole Foods might be backing off after the protests last year that we went on about the pink washing that even Whole Foods was doing, as their checkout clerks were wearing pink aprons? And when they were asked, you know, you're raising money for the pharmaceutical industrial complex's research into never finding a cure for breast cancer. You realize that? It's all about ionizing radiation for mammaries? That's right, mammograms for mammaries. That's what they want to do? You can decide, nope, homie's not playing that game, right? We don't play that game here at the Robert Scott Bell Show, do we? No, never. And even though it's offensive to some, because I realize there's a lot of emotions associated with breast cancer. Well, I had it and I overcame it. Maybe. But you withstood what? Radiation and surgery? Chemotherapy maybe even? God bless you. I'm glad you're alive. But did they precipitate more cancer 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 years down the road that was caused by the treatment? Could it have been handled differently? Could you have increased your selenium? From my good friend Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. Could you have increased your silicon levels? Getting that silica from Jonathan as well. Could you have been downing some One World Whey to increase glutathione production so that you can detoxify from the heavy metals, the mercury, the cadmium, the arsenic, the lead, the aluminum also associated with breast cancers? Could you have been taking the EMF detox from my good friends at King Bio? We actually know what it is to prevent cancer. We actually know what it is and how to reverse those cancers. We'll be talking about that more with my dear friend Christopher Barr next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stand by, though. We got lots more healing to go. Back after this.
Vitality. Core energy. Immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being, and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3. freeze-dryguy.com. That's freeze-dryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You want to prevent breast cancer legitimately? Then anyway, tell your friends, tell grandma, tell mom, tell your sister. Listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Every week we kick it off here in high style on GCN Sundays. And Monday through Friday, additionally, we keep on rocking the health world 2 hours a day at 5 additional days of the week at Natural News Radio. But check it all out through robertscottbell.com. Pink washing may become pink rinsing. It's according to my producer, Super Don. That's very funny. Pink rinsing, yeah. Because now we're getting the trickle away from the pink washing. I think there is some level of awareness that this is a scam. Yes, it makes you feel good. You feel like you're doing some kind of good. But are you really doing good other than some kind of emotional kumbaya support with each other? Well, wouldn't it be nice, all of that money you're raising, could it be sent to true prevention and true cures? Yes, but they won't be approved by the government. They'll be slashed at by the media, and the FDA will probably come after it because they're not interested in preventing cancer. That is a bunch of pink hogwash, so to speak. Radiation, yes, it's always going to increase your risk of cancer. Always. And I mentioned a few remedies, selenium being the most cancer protective nutrient on planet Earth. I'm not saying that's the only thing to do, but I'm just saying that's very critically important. We do the food grown form that I get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. We talked about the production of glutathione to bind out the bad guys. These are normal metabolic processes that have been corrupted because of what? The real terrorists among us that are 365 days a year. By the way, I kept saying 9/11, 2011. There was a 2011 link in the article that kind of had my mind on 2011. I realize I didn't time warp altogether. It is 2012. And yes, the real deadline we're talking about for the fast tracking of genetically modified organisms in food, from the real terrorists, is 2012, 9/11, 2012, 2 days from now. And still they deny the real cause of the 9/11 that happened. Have you read Liam Sheff's book, Official Stories? We are certainly going to do a special on Tuesday about this, but we're going to give you the story that they will not talk about. They will not cover in the old media, even as more and more trickles out about the most absurd claims about a building in free fall from being hit by airplanes. Yeah. So we'll cover that. Stand by for that this week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, or check it out through robertscottbell.com. You can also call me with a question or comment 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by dialing 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or if you'd like to be on live with me for the next hour and a half, we're almost done. No, we've got a lot more to go. It's 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Now, the silicon I mentioned, why? Well, connective tissue. You want to constrain aberrant cells into, let's say, a benign tumor, you need strong connective tissue, so you need silicon. You want to detoxify? We need to detoxify. GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. There's a simple method by which we can use plant medicinals foods, whether they be extracted, whether you eat them in a salad, whether you drink them in a tea. All of these ways are viable. Whether you utilize homeopathic medicines to counteract and reverse and bind out the, what, pesticide poisons. All of these things will help. Help your lymphatic system move. That's what we got to do. Or else we can listen to pundits in the mainstream media like Tom Brokaw, who at 72 can't tell the difference between an Altoid mint and an Ambien. Am I making this up? No, this is a real story. I thought this was like The Onion. Tom Brokaw, sent to the hospital. Not funny, he's in Charlotte, North Carolina. Thursday after accidentally taking Ambien. I mean, how do you accidentally take Ambien? How do you, I mean, was he purposefully taking it? He just took it at the wrong time of the day? Brokaw, who has since been discharged in great health, according to NBC News President Steve Capu, how is he in great health if he needs to take Ambien to go to sleep? Explain that to me. He checked into the hospital after reportedly feeling lightheaded on the set of NBC's Morning Joe. What, again, what is it? I got my Altoids, I got my Ambien. Left pocket, right pocket. What are you doing? What are you doing, Tom Brokaw, 72? I was talking with my mom just yesterday. She goes like to one of the swimming pools to do water aerobics. She's, what, 78? And there are women in that class, men too, I believe, 10, 15, 20 years younger than her. And all they're talking about is, oh, this ache and pain. Oh, my fingers are locked up and joints are suffering. Oh, what drug am I on? Oh, I got to see my doctor this, my doctor that. She's the only senior in there, 78, on zero drugs. Zero! You want to be one of them? Keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show and tell your grandma too, okay? Rocking the health world we are, back with more powerful healing than anywhere else in media after this.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
I hope to hear from my dear friend, not a doc, nutritional historian Christopher Barr next hour. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're just talking about who? Tom Brokaw taking these meds at 72. Is it necessary? No, it's not. In fact, why does he need Ambien to go to sleep? Perhaps because he's been complicit in promoting the agenda of the New World Order. For how many years? Through NBC. When they just play it up, they yuck it up at their country club behind the scenes. Oh, 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 look at these fools. They believe what we tell them. And now he can't sleep at night. I don't feel sorry for the guy. I'm sorry. Does that make me not compassionate? Listen, if you're complicit in lying to the world, lying to the American people for your career, I mean, that's why you got the big bucks. You're willing to look the other way on propaganda written by Madison Avenue PR agencies. On about drugs, about government, about wars. Why should I give a flip whether you can't sleep? Go ahead. Take all the Ambien you want, Tom Brokaw. Yeah, I know. I'm being mean, right? Tell me about the relativity here. Me being mean saying I'm not sorry for him taking Ambien versus him lying for decades to the American public, and I'm not just picking on Tom Brokaw. Anybody else that rises up the ranks to be a national anchor, the moment they question something that is unquestionable, they're gone. Read official stories. Get it. Read official stories, then you will get it. So what do you do if you can't sleep at night? Well, first, be truthful. Be honest. Repent. Whatever you got to do, you'll be able to sleep better at night. Do you do something every day that makes it difficult for you to sleep at night with a clear conscience? That's where I'd start. But what about a clear body? A body not racked and ravaged with pesticides, with GMOs. A body not devoid or deficient of chromium, the GTF chromium necessary to allow your pancreas to function properly so you can have smooth energy levels. And not wake up in the middle of the night with severe hypoglycemia. A body that is not so liver toxic that congested liver is freaking out in the middle of the night while it's trying to do its job. It's working overtime for you and you wake up and you wonder, why can't I sleep? Well, my liver is toxic. And it's toxic not just from the toxins coming in for the food of Monsanto, but it's coming in through the lies that you may be spewing, you newscasters like who? Name them. Name them. Am I being too harsh? Give me a call. Let me know. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. So what can you do? Old friend of mine, and I've told this story before, I'll tell it for all my new listeners, was on Ambien when I met him. What did I do? Well, he learned of me, and he said, hey, what can I do? And I said, okay, your liver is congested. That's why you're not sleeping. Here, take this herb, take these homeopathic remedies. Let's get your liver back online. 3 days later, he was sleeping with a baby without sleeping with. So, sorry. Of course, his testosterone would drop. I covered that story last week. If you're co-sleeping, you know, if you have babies and little kids and they're sleeping in bed with you, men, and I mean this in the co-sleeping family unit kind of way, your testosterone levels will drop. And I don't know that that's necessarily a bad thing. You'll be calmer because it's just the nature of kids. They can calm you down in that sleep state. But if you are wanting to sleep like a baby, right, then we need to increase glucose tolerance factor, chromium, GTF chromium. We need to increase selenium. We need to help the liver to work. And, of course, we need to detoxify you from the lies that you might be spewing in the job. If you work for the TSA and you're sleeping well without drugs, you're unconscious while you're awake. You follow me? Does that make sense? You need me to explain it a little bit further? Now, how about giving secret agents a bad name? How about secret double agents a bad name? You know about drugs that are doing double duty, leading double lives? Yeah, there are drugs out there. They're the same drug as something else you might be taking or might not want to take. But they rename it and you might be taking it. Right? How many of you men out there don't need Prozac but might be taking it? Well, no, I should say women in this case. Because, yes, they're giving women Prozac. What? Prozac? Well, yes, women and men both get Prozac. And so this is the case of the classic, here's a psychiatric drug that does not replace the deficiency of anything, but alters brain chemistry forcefully. And they repackage it and they relabel it. You might know how dangerous Prozac is, but ladies, you suffer from PMS severely, and they'll put you on Prozac. Oh, they won't call it Prozac. They'll call it Seraphim. Seraphim. A cross between Seralee and feminine. Can you imagine? Can you imagine this? They just relabeled Prozac, and ladies, now you're on it for PMS? How about, okay, this is a real man-woman thing, right? Any women out there taking Revatio? Is it possible you're taking that? What does it mean? It means that, ladies, you are on Viagra, because Viagra was relabeled Revatio for those that have pulmonary hypertension. Remember, it was a side effect before. Now it's a direct effect. Just don't look down, men, if you're on Revatio for pulmonary hypertension. You might find something pop up that you weren't expecting. How about one of the most scary drugs of the 20th century, thalidomide? Thalidomide. Could you be taking thalidomide? I hope not, because they brought it out again. By the way, the makers of thalidomide apologized for all the birth defects they caused. What, 50 years later? I asked why, and I answered why. Because they brought the drug back out now for leprosy. Just don't get pregnant anywhere near anybody using it, much less you using it. And one more double duty that's happening in the drug. This is how the bait and switch. That's why dropping all your drugs and dropping your shrink might be a good idea. Yeah, have you heard of Propecia? Propecia, this is the male pattern baldness because of dihydric testosterone, DHT. Did you know that Proscar is Propecia? The so-called BPH drug, Proscar, for the prostate is the same drug as the one for hair loss. How do they get you this way? Pretty sneaky, huh? Pretty sneaky, sis. No, not here, not now, not ever. How about prenatal exposure to pesticide additives? It's linked to children's cough. I can't get to all these stories. There's so much going on. That's right. Your pesticide exposure in the womb will impact your lung function when you're born. Have you detoxified, ladies, before you become pregnant? Are you increasing your selenium levels? Are you doing the things that you hear about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show? Do you have lobelia tincture? Do you know how to use it? Do you have homeopathic antimonium tartaricum, Bryonia alba, Drosera, Rotundifolia, and Spongia tosta? May have to get back to that next hour. Well, we hope to have Chris Barr on. We're working on that. New York Times attack on organics. We've got news about that. More news on cancer and how to really prevent it and reverse it. How about the $750 billion being wasted on modern healthcare? I'll tell you where they're efficient, and you're not going to like it. But you will like listening to the next hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show, because healing happens here like nowhere else in media, because the power to heal is yours. Back after the news.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.